What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Scandal and Vice, oh sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here. Hi, Rob.
Welcome back, Loopy Lou. We missed you. How was your trip?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, I missed you too, of course, but we talked about you, as we do, and I'm glad to be back now.
We talked about you too. If you listen to the episode, we always gossip behind your back. It's terrible.
I love it.
Am I that friend that if we're at drinks and you get up to go to the bathroom, do I gossip about you? Yes, I am. But I say nice things. I do. I think gossip does not have to be a bad thing. It really doesn't. You can say really nice things. Like if you walk away, I'll be like, oh, he looks adorable in that shirt, or did you see how tight his pants were, and blah blah blah. I know, you can be nice, naughty but nice. Okay, that's what we are here on the Naughty But Nice Show. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Oh, big shocking announcement yesterday. So Don Lemon was returning with a new TV show. It was going to be on X, a big exclusive deal. Well, now it's not happening. Elon Musk has cancelled it, and Don has said, I think he's mad with me. So Don, the former CNN anchor, controversial, you know, he really gets good press and bad press. Nobody's neutral on Don Lemon. You love him, or you hate him. And there's a lot of passion around Don, and I think he's aware of that, and he's quite happy with it. He's no shrinking violet. Well, he revealed that Musk has cancelled a partnership with X, formerly Twitter, and he's going to launch his talk show with this big sit-down interview with the billionaire. Well, what happened is, after the interview, Elon did not really like what went down. Some people are reporting Don asked a question about doing drugs. Some people are reporting that the interview was just a little bit dull. Some people are reporting this is who Musk is. He's a billionaire. He's one of the richest people in the world. I don't think he's the richest anymore. I think that's Jeff Bezos. But he's super rich. He's very temperamental. Going into business with somebody like that, it's always a risk. But let's be honest here, Don didn't have many other choices. Had ABC or NBC or MSNBC called him to give him a show, he probably would have gone there instead. Nobody was calling. And so to go to X seemed like a good idea. It always does, doesn't it? Until you realise, who am I going to be working for? I think this was a disaster waiting to happen. I'm not sure there's any blame here. I'm not blaming Don, I'm not blaming Elon, I'm just acknowledging both of these people are hotheads. Now, the first interview with my new boss, I might have tread a little bit more carefully, Mark. I might not have asked him about drug use, or I might not wanted him to be my first guest. I get it, Don. You're from TV. You want your first guest when you launch a show to be Oprah. You want it to be a big guest. In fact, when shows launch, Mark, there's a lot of pressure on the bookers to deliver a huge name for the very first show. I always think it's a mistake. Start with a Countess Luann. Start with a Real Housewife and learn what the show's about. And so I think Don came out full force here. He did not come out slowly. It was not, as they say, a soft launch. This was as hard a launch as possibly could be, and it bit him in the bottom. What do you think?
You said this really well. You know, just before the show started, we were talking about how kind of cable and cable news is over. And so, to your point, I don't think he had a lot of options. And so there is a lot of pressure, right? So how do you break through the noise? There's so many podcasts. There's so many internet YouTube shows. And what separates Don from anyone else with a camera and a microphone if you don't have a big backing, right? And so when I heard this was happening, I thought, wow, what an odd fit, because Elon is known to be all over the place and he's kind of an odd guy. But when I watched the clip, so Don went on CNN last night and he aired some of the footage from the interview, which airs this Monday, and I'm very excited to see it. I thought he could have phrased some of the questions differently. It felt a little aggressive. It felt a little like accusatory. I'm like, this is your boss. This is the person you're going to be working for. And so I think he could have handled it better. And, you know, to Elon's point, the reason why he decided to cancel the partnership is he felt like Don was being Don from CNN and not being Don Lemon that he hired, the guy that's off the cuff and fun. And so it did feel like watching CNN. And I think people moved on from that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was watching CNN without the staff of CNN. So CNN has hundreds of staffs. If ever you go to their offices at Hudson Yards, it's on several different floors. And these are big floors. They're not tiny little studio apartments. CNN has a lot of people working there. And a friend of mine who works at CNN, they used to work with Don, said that he had a lot of help. And they're not diminishing his talent here, but he was part of a much bigger organization. And everything they did was put through a long process of negotiation, interpretation, lots of discussions. The quality of the visuals was just so strong. The producing team was so strong. I was on Don's show on CNN. I think we were talking about the Royals, maybe Britney Spears. And every question he asked me was in the teleprompter. Now, I'm not taking away from Don's skills. He asks good questions. But he has a team there, or at least he had a team, to help him through an interview, to structure it. And I think it's a mistake to think that the person on camera is always the one in charge. It's often the people around them that make such a big difference. When you go to the Today Show, Good Day New York, The View, I was at The View recently, the amount of really dedicated, smart people behind the scenes, for me, is what makes the show a success. Yes, you need great hosts. I'm not saying you don't. When I did my show on VH1, what made the show not go completely off the rails was not the five Muppets, four Muppets sitting around the table, including me. It was the producers, the people in the sound department, the visual people, the director. Don didn't have that infrastructure. And if you've had it for a decade and then you suddenly try to do everything yourself, it's tricky. Mark, when we first launched this podcast, we were going to iHeart Studio. We had a producer, we had an editor, we had sound people, and I'm so glad we launched it like that, because I don't know if we would have survived doing it all ourselves. Like now we're pretty much a 5 or 6 person band. We do all this pretty much ourselves, but we learnt the skills and we learnt how to do it. I don't think Don ever learned how to be an independent sort of freelance host.
I agree with that, Rob, and I think that's why you see people struggle when they leave cable news. There's only so many options, right? So you see Elizabeth Vargas, you see Chris Cuomo. They had to struggle for a moment. They've now landed on News Nation. You see Megyn Kelly, she's landed at Sirius XM. There's no path. There's no right or wrong way, but I think everyone's trying to figure out, what do you do if you lose your job in cable news? What is the right next step? And so I think, you know, Rob, to your point, when you mentioned Don should have done a soft launch, I 100% agree. You don't put on the most polarizing person on the planet as your first guest, because then you're also a polarizing person. I think the audience is confused. So,
yes.
I don't know.
I think he wanted to make news. Don loves publicity. He loves being in the press. I like Don. We text each other. I've been friendly with him for a while. He does love the spotlight, and he's a show pony in the most delicious ways at Peacock. So I know he wanted to launch this and have headlines around the world, like in the same way that Tucker Carlson recently interviewed Putin. I mean, come on. Nothing good is going to come of that, apart from lots of press attention. I think Don, who's now friendly with Tucker, they text each other. I think part of this was, it was just a disaster waiting to happen. I've seen this happen, though, with friends of mine, maybe not to this extent, but friends of mine have took jobs. And I'm like, you do know what you're walking into. Like, this company's notoriously awful. Now, if you're fine with that, great. You can be, you can have a lovely career there. But don't go in thinking it is going to be something it isn't, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Don Lemon claims that Elon Musk has cancelled his talk show after they did an interview together. Would you watch a new Don Lemon show? That's our question. Would you watch it? Do you miss him? Yeah, he had a fan base, not huge, but people did tune in to CNN. Would you watch a new Don Lemon show? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Loopy, what are you working on?
So I'm so curious to hear your opinion on the story, Rob. So Chyna Phillips has shared a cryptic message amid Sharon Stone's allegations. Let me explain. So Chyna Phillips, she's the wife of actor Billy Baldwin. She posted a cryptic quote on her social media following Sharon Stone's allegations of pressure to sleep with Baldwin during the filming of the movie Silver. Now, Philip shared a quote suggesting perspective and mercy in response to challenging situations. So Stone claimed that producer Robert Evans pressured her to sleep with Baldwin to improve their on-screen chemistry in the 1993 film Silver. Now, Stone expressed frustration with the casting decision and suggested that Baldwin's performance needed improvement. Baldwin responded to Stone's allegations, questioning why she continues to talk about him and suggesting she may still have feelings for him or be hurt because she rejected his because he rejected her advances.
Ooh.
Rob, what do you think's going on here?
It's nasty. So Sharon, a couple of years ago, Sharon put out a memoir, and she claimed in the memoir that she was pressured to sleep with one of her co-stars. She didn't reveal the names. Now, every interview Sharon's done since that memoir came out, everyone's asked them, who are you talking about? Sharon, who was it? And I've gone through all her films. If I interviewed Sharon, it'd be the first question that you asked. If you leave, if you open that door, we're going to walk through it. So finally, she said who it was. And I think we sort of guessed this. But Billy Baldwin is furious about it because he thinks, and he's right here, she's putting him down. So what she's basically saying is that the producer, who is dead, he's no longer with us, so he can't comment on this, but the producer and her decided that Billy Baldwin's performance was just not very good. He wasn't a very good actor. He was young. He was new at acting. She'd just worked with Michael Douglas, and she said some quite mean things about him. So now she's saying, basically, he was such a terrible actor, and they had so little chemistry that she had to have sex with him to make the movie. movie better. And then she has a dig too, saying when she would talk about making the movie better, she means making him better. So he is annoyed about this. She obviously is still annoyed about it. I love the gossips all coming out. You know what I'm like. I love a bit of gossip here. But I wonder, is this going to help either one of them? No. Is it going to hurt either one of them? Probably not. And I think if Sharon was still making movies, Sharon hasn't made a big movie in a while, I think she probably wouldn't have said this. A lot of people in Hollywood have mixed feelings about this. Part of it is the Me Too movement, which is you've got to tell these stories. They did happen. It was awful back then. It's probably still awful now, but not quite as bad, I hope. And so to tell your stories is really, really powerful. So I applaud you for that, Sharon. But you didn't need to get the digs in about him being a bad actor. You didn't have to go there. They just don't like each other. You've had it, people you've worked with, Mark. Think of people you worked with maybe 10 years ago who you just still don't like. And do you get a little dig in when you can? I used to, and now I don't. I don't.
Yeah, you know, there's, of course, people I don't like. But I think in this case, Billy's comments were so aggressive and misogynistic. Mm. And then, you know, Billy and his wife, they pride themselves on being Christians, and they, you know, we love everyone and Jesus. And I just think that their response is just so over the top. And it, if they were just quiet about it and let it move on, just move on from this, this story would be over, you know?
Oh, that's good advice. Yeah. That's good advice. I think secretly they're loving it too. They're all, I mean, when was the last time you talked about Billy Baldwin?
Never.
I mean, come on. Never. Never. I just, never. I had to Google him to see what he still looked like. It's been like that long. I think secretly here they're all enjoying a little bit of attention. Okay, we found out how much the cast for Vanderpump Rules are making with season 11. So they've come a long way since the show started. In season one, they all received about $10,000 for the entire season. That was about $1,000 an episode. Now, to these people at the time, that was enormous. That was a huge deal. $1,000 an episode, $10,000. Well, fast forward to season 11, and the show now is a monster hit, even beating The Housewives in the ratings. And now they're getting $35,000 per episode, which means they are pocketing about $700,000 from the show alone. Add on top of that some endorsement deals, some product placements, some followers, millions of followers on social media. They're probably taking home about $1 million a year. Not bad.
Not mad, but I almost want to say not enough. And I say this because cable is on life support, and this show is keeping Bravo alive.
This is the show.
This cast is floating this network, and so pay them what they're worth because they are saving you. And to think that they were being paid $1,000 an episode, which comes down to probably like minimum wage, when you think about the hours you're putting in, they got taken advantage of for quite some time. So I'm happy to hear they're getting paid, you know, at least what they are earning for that network.
That's right. Yeah. No, there's enough money for everybody. Bravo's not suffering here. Like, they've got a lot of money. It is wild, though, how time changes things. Like, I never thought we'd see the day when The Housewives were like, nah. And that's where we are now. I'm just, remember when Queer Eye really put Bravo on the map?
Yeah.
Project Runway and Queer Eye were the two monster hits. And then they got Top Chef, which was huge. And then they got The Housewives, which was ridiculous. I mean, it changed the conversation.
Yeah.
But now we've moved on. It's Vanderpump Rules. I've started to watch it.
It's a good question.
I like it.
It's fun. Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Oh, it is trashy, Mark. I mean, it does make me feel a little odd afterwards, but I do like it. And I think I like that Tom guy. I know I shouldn't, because I've missed all the bad stuff.
Tom.
Yeah. I think I like him. I do. Terrible. We'll ponder that while we take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Room Shooting, with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show, we talked about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry allegedly mocking Kate Middleton's Photoshop mishaps, with friends of the couple saying Meghan would never have made that mistake. She has a very detailed eye. Our question was, what do you think? Would Meghan ever have made this mistake? Let's have a look. 80% said no. She wouldn't have. Meghan would never have let a photograph go out that wasn't just perfect. Let's point out, too, that Just minutes ago, Meghan and Harry's spokesperson put out a statement slamming this report, saying that the people that wrote it, it was not true, their real friends would never comment on this. Meghan and Harry want no part of all this Kate drama. They want no part of it. I think they're probably talking to one another about this. Of course they are. But I do believe they're not gossiping with friends, because this is how these stories get out. What do you think?
I mean, I'm sure they know what's going on. And I don't think they want any part of this. But, and I agree, listen, Meghan had a blog. She knows better. But let's not forget, she one time said that she was chased in New York City for 2 hours. So
she did say that. And there was cameras. We weren't chased, Meghan. We watched the film. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, my favourite part of the show, it's time for our nicest of the day.
So Hoda Kotb is excited for a third date. Thanks to Jenna Bush Hager's matchmaking skills. I love this. So Hoda Kotb is eagerly anticipating her third date with a mystery man, introduced to her by Jenna Bush Hager, the co-host of Today with Hoda and Jenna. While confirming Bush Hager's role as a matchmaker, Kotb clarified that her co-host doesn't have a deep acquaintance with the mystery man. However, she praised Bush Hager's matchmaking skills, describing her as a great picker. I love this for Hoda. I love for her. She's such a sweet person. Yeah.
She's so cool. Third date. When did you kiss Kevin Jonas? How many dates?
I would say probably the third. Third.
Mark, I thought it'd be sooner with you. I know, third date. If you're listening, Doris, your mother, I'm sorry. Third date. Do you think Hoda has done the deed?
Oh, that's a good question. I think so. I hope so. I do. Why not?
I hope so. Well, she'd have to get a hotel because she has those children at home, doesn't she? She can't rock up at home with the kiddies asleep. Yeah. It's complicated, isn't it? I know. I love Hoda. I'm so happy. I want it to work. There's actually new pictures of him and her out. I saw them this morning. He's good looking, skinny, tall, age appropriate. And he's a nice looking guy. And he looks like a businessman. He doesn't look like he's in the TV world. I could be wrong. But I want Hoda to find love. I do. I think the whole nation does. Hoda, we're so happy for you. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Cancer is our naughtiest of the day. Olivia Mum, who's just 43 years old, has announced breast cancer diagnosis and a double mastectomy. She found out the news. She credits her doctors for this. She had a really aggressive form of cancer, and so she underwent surgery. Her partner, John Mulaney. I didn't used to know if I liked him, but I think I do. He's got a very odd sense of humour, hasn't he? He's very sort of dry. Mm-hmm. But he's grown on me. Well, he's put out a statement saying, "We thank you so much for fighting so hard to be with us." They share a little son together. Malcolm, cancer and naughtiest of the day. We are sending you, your entire family, the best. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. Oh, I hope Hoda's listening. Mm-hmm. Listen, date the person, not their potential. So are you in a relationship with somebody right now who you wish would be a little bit different? They're not going to change. Date the person in front of you, not the potential that you see. Because how people tell you who they are is by how they behave today. Not tomorrow, today. If you're with somebody that is not treating you very well today, that's who you're dating. You're not dating the person tomorrow or 5 years from now. You're dating them this moment, today. Date the person, not the potential. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.